This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Yesterday, I opened up this very big topic. Is it possible to know God? And yes, the answer is yes, you can. And creation is obviously the way we look and see. I remember the old hymn that we used to sing in church called "This is my Father's World. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere." God's creation is there. It's obvious this amazing world of ours just didn't happen accidentally, as some people think. It had a cause, which means there was a causer. And the more that scientists study, the more that many are forced to admit this fact, that there is a creator. Creation implies there has to be a creator. I recall reading a scientist whose name was Roger Penrose. He estimates that the odds of our universe just happening on its own are 1 in 10 billion to the 30th power. Now, that's so large, I can't even describe it to you this morning. But the fact is that we know God exists by looking at the world around us. Looking, and also we can know about him. We know that God loves beauty. I mean, how many times have you looked at a beautiful sunset? That's something that's so spectacular. And we get similar responses when we look at the mountains or the ocean view, or we look at photos of the stars, or even a microscope to look at cells. All this is about a God, a being who created the universe. So God does certainly have an eye for beauty. Doesn't he love variety? I mean, he made shapes, sizes, colours, intensities. Did you know that God made over 300,000 species of beetles alone? I mean, couldn't the world have been happy with, say, 50,000? But God created 300,000 species of beetles. And of course, do you know that in one cubic foot of snow, there are 18 million snowflakes and no two of them are alike? Well, not everyone's going to appreciate this, I guess, but God loves variety. It's there. But more than that, he loves people. We know that we know this because the cosmos, the science shows the cosmos was made with people in mind. Scientists talk about this. It says that the scientists say, as we look at the universe, it looks as if it knew we, meaning people, were coming. It talks about the constants of the universe, and it was made for us. Stephen Hawking, the renowned physicist, says that the odds against a universe like ours emerging out of something like the Big Bang are enormous. I think there are clearly religious implications, he said. It'd be very difficult to explain why the universe would have begun in just this way, except as the act of a God who intended to create beings like us. So it certainly is good to think about these things. God has revealed himself to us, to people. It was God's desire. I mean, the crown of creation, the Genesis story in the Bible, tells us that God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden that he'd made. God actually walked with other people. Enoch, he spoke with Noah, he called Abraham, he actually wrestled with Jacob, he appeared to Moses in the burning bush. So these stories, these events, show us throughout the Old Testament that God gives his people, he interact with people, miracles. And Paul said in Acts 17, from one person God made all nations who live on earth. He decided when and where every nation would be. God has done all this so that we will look for him and reach out and find him, because God is not far from any of us. He gives us the power to live, to move, and to be who we are. Well, of course, there is that desire, I think. We could call that the hunger inside to know God. In Jeremiah 24:7, again from the Old Testament, God says through that prophet there, I will give them, people like you and me, I will give them a heart to know me. That is a longing to know me, that I am the Lord. And it's true. It's part of who we are, part of our inner wiring, that people, I think, know deep down there is a God. They may not admit it, but they know that God is there. Well, dear Lord, we thank you for all these wonderful facts. There are days, Lord, when we need to stop and take a good look at ourselves. And we don't always do what we say. We only kid ourselves. But, Lord, we pray that you will shine your truth deep into our hearts today. And I pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.